Hello, you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery. Welcome back to another episode of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about rides that have left us but are not forgotten. First ride is the Great Movie Ride. This ride is where you got to be taken through a tour through all movies of the past, like from Singing in the Rain to a gangster movie from back in the days. I think a John Wayne or Clint Eastwood movie. Alien. Tarzan. Even you got to see Indiana Jones. And little did I know that would be the last ride I went on before I left Disney. I never knew the first time would be my last. Basically, this ride was really awesome, and everybody's missing it like to this point of time. And may I want to do anything just to bring it back one more time for me to go ride on it, because when on the near end of the rides, they let everybody get close up on the animatronics. I would love that. Now I can't do it anymore because they're probably almost done with it by now. They're almost done with Mickey's Runaway Railway. I'm not sure. Anyway, bottom line is, Great Movie Ride. You will be greatly missed. Number 2, Ellen's Energy Adventure. To be honest, this ride, I think, was, underrated. Because, like, somebody was like, oh, it's such a long ride just talking about energy. Hey, I learned a great stuff about the ride. Like, the biggest energy is brain energy. Because, hey, man, best part is we had Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and Ellen DeGeneres. When she was in a dream state, she was losing to her classmate by a whole lot. And she stopped her dream and to learn about energy with Bill Nye the Science Guy. And she learned a lot, basically through Bill Nye the Science Guy, about all the energy in the world. And yeah, and basically I think it was a good ride. And I'm sad to see it go. I heard on the last day that one of the batteries in the carts ran out, and people actually got to get close up on the animatronics. This is really cool. Honestly, I did not expect that to happen, because to me, it looked like the trolleys were in such good shape. All right, number 3. This ride I actually never went on, because it was like way gone before I even heard about it. The ride's called Maelstrom. It's like a ride where it talks about work throughout the years, like Vikings and all. That is where Frozen Ever After currently is. Well, I'd like to go on that ride, yes. Well, and sadly I never got to, because, like I said, I never got to hear about it. And but, like, why do anything just to, I would like to go back in time and see what the ride was like. Like I said, some people really, like, there's one, this YouTuber, who was his name, Adam DeWoo. He went on a trip to Epcot, and he was, like, sad to see that Maelstrom was closed. That video was from years ago, though. Like, Frozen Raptor was up, like, I think after he left, and all that. Let's see, what other ride? What other rides are there? Oh yeah, I was told about this 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I was told about this by my father, because my father actually went on Walt Disney World trip. He went on Walt Disney World trip, and he knows that 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea was like that D ride back then. Well, I want to see that ride? Yeah, but you go, it's like a submarine voyage. And I'll never get to go on it because they closed that years ago. And I would have loved to see how it worked out and everything. Who knows, maybe somebody got a video. Probably likely. Because, like, in the 90s, that was, like, before YouTube was made. And all that. I know it's kind of tough talking about these rides that have left us. It's a sad thing. Because the rides sometimes have to go. For example, the refurbished Mission Space. Because when I went on Mission Space, the person, the cap car was Gary Sinise. Everyone knows him from Forrest Gump, actually, as Lieutenant Dan. And now I'm not sure what the, I know Capcom's now a woman, I'm just not sure what her name is at this point. And anyway, like, some rides are actually closing for, like, oh, we're gonna upgrade in some way. Like, all that. I heard they were, Stitch's Great Escape, they're closing it now and then. Like, they don't open up much as much anymore, which possibly means that we're probably not gonna be able to see this Friday Stitch's Great Escape again. Hold on a second, get something here. Yep, it's not showing up on the Walt Disney World app, folks. So, Stitch's Great Escape, that's like probably one of the rides I didn't go on it. Because my first time at Walt Disney World, I went on three rides. I went on three rides at the most. I had fun on all those rides that I went on. Anyway, Stitch's Great Escape, this is like based off of the movie Lilo and Stitch. It actually is about, like, Stitch escaping his, I think, his prison cell. Anyway, basically, some of these rides that some people, I think, will really miss, and I would do anything, like, to get those people happy again, like, oh man, if I could, make a time machine, go back in time, and go back and ride those rides at least once. And I was like, okay, I have my fun. I'm glad I got this ride one more time. Okay, that's all the time I have for this podcast. Remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes, and go check out my YouTube channel at The Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery, and go check out my Instagram at Matt Avery Barendell. My Twitter is Matt at Matt Avery Disney, and my Snapchat is Mabes Avery. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. And I'll hear you in the next podcast.